presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. Last week, Flash Gordon and Dr. Zarkov were attacked by Tall and Grum at the head of a band of rebellious magic men. But the rebels' plans were upset when Flash threw one of his paralyzing gas globes and Grum was killed, but the others escaped. Dale Arden discovered that Azura, the wicked witch queen, had been rescued by the magic men. Then Dale went to warn Flash and Zarkov that Azura had been set free. She arrived at the apartment occupied by Flash and got in just as Tall and his officers returned with a dissolvo ray gun to lay siege to it. Flash, Dale, and Zarkov thought the enemy had withdrawn and were about to open the door and make a dash for their hawkmen when they were amazed to find the big metal door was melting from the dissolvo gun rays. Rather than face capture by Tall and the blue magic men, Flash and Dale and Zarkov decided to make the dangerous attempt to escape through the window and down a steep cliff. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the big full-page Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The full-page Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue the story. With one strong arm holding Dale close to him, the other gripping the stout vine, Flash slowly and carefully gets a foothold in the twisted tendrils and works his way down to the ground. Above him, Dr. Zarkov, keeping watch for the pursuers, lowers himself with one hand, a ray pistol clutched in the other.
Hang on to me, Dale. That's it. Don't be afraid.
I'm not, Flash, darling. I know I'm safe when I'm with you.
Confidence gives me assurance, my darling. Zarkov?
Yes, Flash?
Any signs of them yet?
Not yet. They evidently haven't discovered our departure.
Oh, I hope they don't until we've safely reached the ground.
So do I. More than that, I hope our strength holds out that long. If it doesn't, we fall.
Don't think about it, sweetheart. We shall die together if that happens.
My darling, it won't happen while I have a breath left in my body. Control of these two arms. Come, Zarkov. Let's hurry.
Meanwhile, back in the palace, Tall urges his men to speed the melting of the apartment door.
Hurry, men. Hurry. Get that door melted through. You and you, stand ready with your sleep gas rifles. The moment the door melts through, let them have the gas.
Yes, General Tall.
Right, General Tall.
Well, well, what's delaying you? Why isn't that door melted through? Isn't that dissolvo ray gun working properly?
Yes, General.
Well,
the gun is working all right, but that's a specially constructed door. It's very thick.
Thickness shouldn't make any difference to a dissolvo ray. Concentrate the rays on one spot.
Yes, General. At once. There. See that red glow appearing?
Yes.
That's where the rays are being centered.
Good. That's more like it. Now we shall get results. Why haven't they opened the door before this? They must see it melting.
They may have barricaded themselves in another room, General.
You may be right. That is foolish. The dissolvo rays will go through the other doors like nothing at all.
We've cut through the door, General.
Shoot some gas through the hole. Quickly. Now, reach through and unbar the door, and we'll go in.
Nobody in here, General.
Try all the rooms.
Empty. Not here. Nor here either.
They've escaped, General Tall.
How?
Through that window.
Through the window?
Look, by means of this vine. The leaves are torn off. As far down as we can see.
Now, cut the vine. Cut the vine and let them fall.
But that's impossible, General. The vine is so fastened to the cliff that cutting it here wouldn't cause it to fall and take the ex-prisoners with it.
Oh, curses. They've escaped, but not for long. Call out the guard.
Hold guard.
Arouse the troops and set after them.
Troop order.
We'll let them have their long climb and meet them at the bottom.
As I dare with safety.
What's the matter, Dr. Zarkov?
They discovered we're gone.
Who?
I see lights at the top of the cliff.
Well, what's going to happen to us?
Nothing, darling, nothing. We're almost at the bottom of the cliff now.
But suppose they cut the vine.
It won't do them any good, Dale.
Why not?
It's too deeply rooted into the side of the cliff to make any difference.
Thank heaven. Are you all right, Flash?
I'm all right, Dale.
I can climb down the rest of the way, I think.
Just hang on to me. We'll make it all right. Zarkov?
Yes, Flash?
Look down there. What do you suppose that light is? Campfire?
I hardly think they would have that posted along here. It looks like a hut or herdsman's cottage.
I hope you're right. We're desperately in need of shelter.
How much farther left?
I think we could drop to the ground from here.
Then hang on to the vine. There, have you got it?
Yes.
I'll jump first.
Are you all right, Flash?
Yes, yes, jump. I'll catch you there.
Here I come.
I have you safe in my arms.
Jump, Zarkov, coming. Well, lad, we escaped from the palace.
Yes, yes, but we're not safe yet. As soon as they find us gone, they'll send out searching patrols.
Flash, that is a hut or herdsman's cottage over yonder. I just saw a door open, and there's a man standing in it against the light from inside.
You're right, dear, yes. Come, Zarkov. We'll ask shelter from yonder peasant. Hello! You in the cottage there.
Hello.
Can you give us room for the night? We've lost our way.
Who are you?
What difference does that make? We're tired and hungry and have lost our way.
Well, I can't help that. My hut is small. There's only one bed.
You're a strong man like ourselves. Give up your bed to this girl. The three of us can stretch out on the floor.
No. I don't know who you are. You might murder me in my sleep.
Why should we bother to murder you? If we were murderers, we wouldn't pick a humble herdsman for a victim.
Oh, you're wasting time and words. You aren't coming into my cottage. I never let strangers in at night. Be on your way, or I'll send you away with my sword.
Well, lad, I guess there is nothing else to do but start walking.
Is that so? We haven't finished with this fellow yet.
Come away, Flash. He may kill you.
He's bluffing. Friends, we simply must have a hideout from the sharp eyes of Azura's scout patrols. You know what will happen if that devil Tal catches us?
Oh, yes. Tal mustn't catch us.
Tal? Azura? You are fugitives from the palace?
Yes. Will you give us shelter now?
I will not. I don't want to be mixed up with you. I've never had trouble with the people of the palace, and I'm not going to start now.
Oh, yes, you are. Defend yourself.
Flash, be careful.
You will. You'll
come on. Good work, lad. You got him.
Quickly, Zarkov. Help me drag him into the hut. Inside with you, Dale. Hurry.
Come on.
Oh, Flash, you could have ruled the Blue Magic Land if it hadn't been for me. I got you into all this mess.
Dale, darling, I'd rather have you than six kingdoms.
Listen. We got here just in time. There goes a patrol of magic men searching for us.
I knew there wasn't any time to be lost. Well, we're safe here for a while.
But when they start searching the cottages and hovels around here, we won't be.
That's true, Dale. We are in danger of discovery at any time.
Escape from this wild land is impossible. And we can't hope to conquer Azura without help. What will we do?
Oh, if I could only finish my newest invention.
What is it, Zarkov?
A machine for bending and destroying light so that... but what's the use of thinking about it? We have no materials here and no way to get them.
There is a way to get them.
How?
Are you dreaming, lad?
No. Give me a list of what you need. I'll raid one of Azura's signal stations.
Flash, with a list of the required machinery and scientific apparatus, mounts the peasant's horse and sets out on his perilous mission. At the signal station, he gets the supplies. At dawn, after a night which has been sleepless for Zarkov and Dale Arden, Flash returns, and the two men start to construct the light machine. In the meantime, back in the palace of Azura...
Well, have you found them?
No, General. They've disappeared, leaving no trace.
They raid one of Azura's signal stations, take most of it away, and disappear, leaving no trace. Bah!
But the patrols are still searching, General.
Searching where? In their beds? In their stables?
No. All the roadways, General.
Roadways? You suppose the ex-prisoners are greater fools than they are? You think they would be sitting by the side of some roadway waiting for our patrols to pick them up? Search every house in the kingdom. They must be hiding somewhere.
Yes, General.
Hark, listen. Who is that?
The other ex-prisoner. Yeah. The one who was guarding Queen Azura.
Get back of the door.
Yes, General. At once.
Tal.
You are my prisoner. Take me to where you have hidden Azura.
Guard, arrest this man.
Put your hands up. Drop that sword.
So, trapped. But not for long. You forget Flash Gordon is king here. You'll suffer when he hears of this.
Perhaps. But no one knows how long it will be before he hears of it.
And why not? What do you mean? Well, what are you smiling at?
Oh, didn't you know? Your friends have left the palace quite hurriedly. By a window.
Left the palace?
Mm.
Impossible. Why should they?
Rather than face the flames of a DeSalvo gun, which was melting the door of their apartment, they chose flight. How unfortunate. They didn't wait for you.
They went away without me?
Yes.
Well, what are you going to do with me?
They set you to guard Queen Azura, didn't they?
Yes.
You were searching for her when you walked in here. Am I right?
Yes.
Since you have been so closely allied with the person of our queen, I shall see to it that you still are.
You will?
But this time, you will be her slave instead of her guard.
What?
Unfortunately, she hasn't yet recovered from the effects of the lithium drug. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand, Carl.
Well, is that all you have to say?
No. Thank you for the opportunity to serve Queen Azura.
After 2 days and nights of feverish work, Flash and Zarkov assembled the light machine.
Put this electrode over there, lad. I'll set up this one.
What a maze of dynamos and wires and tubes. What is it supposed to do, Dr. Zarkov?
You will see. As soon as we get it assembled, you will see what it will do.
Do you think it will work here?
It should work, unless we have made some mistake in putting it together. Flash, help me adjust this dynamo.
You certainly are a master of suspense, Zarkov. Here we've been working on this thing for 2 days and nights, and Dale and I don't know any more about it than we did when you first mentioned building it.
Well, is it not the best way? If you do not know what it's supposed to do, then you won't be so disappointed if it does not work. The dynamo is all right.
When are you going to try the whole machine, Dr. Zarkov?
Just as soon as we get it hooked up, Dale. Flash, help me set up this platform.
Yes,
I'm dying of curiosity. What is this thing for, anyway?
Be patient, my child. Be patient. This is the machine which will help us conquer Azura.
Is it some sort of long-distance ray machine?
I don't think it can be, Flash. Don't you remember what Dr. Zarkov said about it being able to bend and destroy light?
That is right, Dale. You have a good memory. That's what I said.
Oh, yes, yes. Now I remember. But that's all you said, Dr. Zarkov. The machine is finished now. Can't you tell us about it?
I shall do better than that. I shall show you what it does. Flash.
Yes.
Please stand on that platform.
Here?
That's right. Now, Dale, watch Flash. Keep your eyes on him. If you can.
Why, he's disappearing.
Yes.
Only his shadow remains. Flash, are you all right?
Well, of course. I'm perfectly all right, Dale.
You see, Flash is invisible. No one can fight what they cannot see. So Flash will become the avenging shadow.
Will Flash Gordon, made invisible by Dr. Zarkov's latest invention, conquer the blue magic land as the avenging shadow? Be sure to see these amazing adventures, which are so graphically portrayed in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly. Don't miss the Comic Weekly next Sunday, the big full-page picture supplement distributed each Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. In addition to Flash Gordon, you will find many other favorite characters of fun and adventure waiting to entertain you. And don't forget our date at the same time next week for the next chapter in the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon.